Happy to have you back with us on Zone Blitz. John Osier, Ashlyn Sullivan. Let's talk an AFC championship, shall we?
I got some thoughts today. I got some stuff to say. Let's go.
I bet you do. Well, the Jaguars have earned their way to Foxborough. There's no doubt about that. Calais Campbell himself said today that he expected his team to be here right now.
Well, and that's what I got to say. You know, all week we've been hearing about how this is a Cinderella team, about how it doesn't deserve to be here, about how it snuck in. This was the third seed in the AFC this year. They beat Pittsburgh twice, who everybody thought was the second best team. This is one of two really good teams in the AFC. They're one of the two best teams. They haven't played the team everybody thinks is the best team. I think they're winning Sunday. But even that aside, it's time to stop thinking that the Jaguars snuck into this. It's time to stop thinking that they don't deserve to be here. This team believes it deserves to be here. I think they're going to play well on Sunday.
Head coach Doug Marone's press conference and all of the players' press conferences today were packed with national media. Team's not used to that, but it's definitely the recognition they want.
Well, and it has been a long time coming for this team. It's been bad, as Blake Bortles said today. There's been some bad ball around here lately, meaning 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. But this team has deserved this recognition. It's deserved its respect. It's earned it. Guess what? No better time to really earn it than winning on Sunday. And again, I think this team is aware of that. I don't think this team feels like it won the Super Bowl last week. I think it feels like there's a lot more work to do. I think it's capable, and it feels like it's capable of doing that work.
The Jaguars head into Sunday a 9-point underdog, but they really do have a chance. Doug Marone said himself, what team wouldn't be an underdog when you're facing the Patriots?
Well, that's the thing. No matter who was playing, the Steelers, the 85 Bears, you get the feeling, would be underdogs against New England because the buildup has been so much, and New England deserves that. But there's a lot of ways that the Jaguars match up well in this game. I guarantee you the Patriots aren't looking at the game film saying, hey, this is going to be a walk. Again, I think the matchups, I don't want to say they favor the Jaguars, but there are places where they can play well. If they play well early in this game, if they stay composed, if they stay in it, I think they're going to be in it at halftime. If they're in it at halftime, again, I think the Jaguars have a good chance of going to Foxborough and winning this week.
Well, John, let's hope on Monday we got a Super Bowl Zone Blitz on our hands.
Let's hope so. And let's hope I'm in a better mood, frankly.
I hope so. Right. I've noticed that lately. You're a bit crabby.
I'm a little ornery, and it's kind of set me off this week.
A win would do you well. Well, we'll see you back here next Monday.